Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis podcast. Tonight, I'm doing a tarot and medium reading on Lamont Doughton. One evening in the fall of 1995, 21-year-old Lamont Doughton didn't come home. He was a freshman at Queens College and was living with relatives. Having recently moved to New York from California, Lamont's mother, Dr. Arnita Fowler, who holds a doctorate in management, was still in California and flew to New York the next day. But when she went to the police to report her son missing, the officer she spoke with was dismissive. Her son was an adult. No matter what I said, she remembers, he says, "No, take my word for it. He'll be home soon." But Lamont didn't come home, and Fowler kept returning to the precinct. Finally, about a month later, police officially listed him as a missing person. His case was transferred to the missing person squad, joining thousands of other cases on the docket to be investigated. Fowler started calling missing persons at least twice a week to follow up, but they would refuse to meet with me and just say, "There's no update," or, "We have a new detective on it," she remembers. This pattern would continue for the next 4 years. Now, fast forwarding 4 years later, they found him in the East River in New York. They claimed to do some sort of autopsy on him, and they said there was no blunt force trauma. The tarot cards that I pulled for this reading are the Six of Coins in the reverse, the Six of Knives in the upright, the Son of Baskets in the reverse, and the Daughter of Sticks in reverse. Going straight into this reading, it was clear that this was a sexual assault, that homosexuals were jealous and wanted him to be homosexual. This was jealousy, rage, and he was assaulted and he was killed. The reason why he was found in the river was because these people didn't want any DNA to be found. Whatever it was that they did to him, they wanted to make sure it was covered up. However they disposed of him was how they felt was going to cover up those crimes that they did to him. He was obviously into a girl and liked a girl, and this upset this homosexual group. What was really sweet about this reading was he had told me, Lamont said, I'd been saving up to give something to my mom. He did talk about how much he loved his mom and how he wanted to give her the world. Now, trying to look into maybe some secrets of Lamont's, I looked into his dad and found that maybe that was the driving force as to why he wanted to succeed as much as he did. He had stated that he was running from the law at one point and maybe possibly could have been in trouble again, and also was unsure about a girl that he may have gotten pregnant. These are all very personal things. However, I think there is a lot of us that go through these things. So on this end, there's no judgment there. As far as running from the cops over certain things, I think that there are people that are suppressed and you do the best that you can. Well, kind of like giving an example, they pushed this case on the back burner and it could have been completely racial. Maybe they were being racist. Lamont came through as a very stylish, laid-back kind of guy. So it was clear through these readings that there were homosexual people at his school that did this to him. Now, I will tell you what I think. I think that they lied about the autopsy. I think that there was some sort of blunt force trauma. I think this was foul play. And I think somebody in the police force was covering up something, because maybe those students out there in that college, maybe that's just what they do sometimes. They cover up crimes that some of the kids commit against other students. Now, reading further into what the news says, it says Lamont's family never learned exactly how he died. Though Fowler received an autopsy report, she chose not to read it. Instead, she shared it with a relative who told her there was no blunt force trauma and nothing indicating foul play. She does not believe her son took his own life. Immediately upon learning Lamont was buried on Hart Island, Fowler decided to have his body exhumed and organized a funeral at Blanche Memorial Baptist Church in Queens. The funeral was covered by the New York Daily News, which featured a photograph of a new white casket being drawn in a carriage by two white horses. "It is what I believe that he deserved, nothing but the best," Fowler says. "I needed memories to be something that you could reflect on, who he was, the prince that he was to me. Lamont is now buried in Calverton National Cemetery on Long Island." So after hearing the upsetting news about him being buried like he had no family, it is so nice to hear that he was given a proper burial. And when his mom says that he was her prince, she is not lying. I've seen many cases where family was at fault for their children dying, and this woman is not. She loved her baby, and they were very close. I want to note that about this case, this definitely says that there is a woman that is from the school, a teacher that probably knows more about the situation. There was definitely a lot about Lamont that these people who heard him were very jealous of, and this was obvious in the reading that I did. Thank you so much for listening to Mama Isis podcast. I look forward to every adventure with you. Blessed be.